Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Clothed by God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? My mother was a little dynamo. I think if she stretched out as much as she could, reached 4 feet 11 inches, but she made up for it by a dynamic personality. And I can remember many times as I would start to leave the house and I would hear her shout with only the way she could shout, "You're not leaving this house clothed like that. Get back in here and get on some clothes that are decent." I didn't think they were so bad, but they didn't meet with her approval. I wonder how God views the way we clothe ourselves. Are we clothed in His righteousness, or are we covered by the questionable clothing of the world? And I'm not talking about haberdashery clothes. I'm talking about spiritual clothing. Are we clothed in the righteousness that comes from the Word of God? Do we spend time searching God's Word, and when He says to do something, that we will immediately do it? Or are we prone to talk our way out, or at least tempt to talk our way out of doing God's will? So much better, so much easier, if we just obey God. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When we are clothed in His righteousness, it makes us feel like we are comforted. God knows what our tomorrows are going to be like. He knows what today is going to be like, the rest of the day. We have no idea what befalls us. Last Sunday, one of our members was a little late coming, and finally she came in and said, "I'm sorry, but I have to leave. Someone just ran into the back of my vehicle, and we're waiting for the police to come now to take the accident report." And I thought, you know, we never really know what faces us this day, tomorrow. Even in the next few minutes, we have no idea what will happen. Life can pass so quickly, so unexpectedly. But when we're clothed by the righteousness that God gives us, we don't have to worry about today, tomorrow, or the next week. Our eternity has already begun. When we breathe our last breath on this world, in this world, on this earth, our next breath is celestial. It's eternal. It's glorious to anticipate. I always think of Stephen as he was being stoned, and he didn't really care about the pain of the stones that were causing him to lose his life on this world, because he saw eternity revealed. Oh, for one glimpse of our eternal home. It would make the pain and the anguish and the trials of this world seem so insignificant in light of His beauty and grace. As we live our life, I pray that we might learn to really be clothed by the righteousness that comes from the God who loves us so much that He sent His Son into the world to give us eternal life. Heavenly Father, I pray throughout this day that we might be aware more and more of Your care and concern for us. Might we live in such a way that will be pleasing in Your sight. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, You can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.